Blessed Heavenly Father, we
want to thank you
for your grace upon our lives since the beginning of this week. Thank you for leading us in every step, Lord, that we have taken this week, Lord. I want to thank you especially today too. We honor you. Thank you for your blessings upon us. The last time we were here on Sunday, we are very grateful to you. Thank you for making provision for our needs. Thank you for your cares in so many ways. We are grateful. Lord, we have come to your house this evening, Lord, as a manner of life for prayer meeting. And we are in a little exhortation, goes forth, and then we go into prayers thereafter. I pray, Lord, that you use the little exhortation to inspire faith in our hearts, to draw us closer to you, that you give us, Lord, the insight by your Spirit to find a grace to be able to serve you better. Master, that is our desire. Your prophet told us that if we have the saints of us, Lord, what is your desire? It will be a greater war with God, a closer war with God. That's what we desire. We pray that, Lord, as short as this service is, Lord, we pray, gracious Lord, you will accomplish great things in our lives. Lord, for it's not the amount of time spent, but the quality of the time, your presence that really matters. So we are asking you, Lord, that you get into your word and, Lord, use it to accomplish your purpose and establish your kingdom in our lives to the glory of your name. Let us see, find it easy to assess the healing virtue. Let the Holy Ghost seekers find it easy, Lord God Almighty, to surrender and learn to get your blessings. Let every need here, Master Savior, to be granted at the end of the day that we live here light footed, like Cleopas and his friend, Master Savior. If there be any burden in the heart of anyone, if there be any heaviness, Lord Jesus, such ones that have come into your presence, Jehovah, may they find your grace to be able to lay such at your feet as you have commanded us, gracious Lord, that they will leave this place light-footed. Lord, with your heart free, knowing how to cast their cares upon you, let it be Father, let your name be glorified. Forgive our sins, Master, as we pray that nothing will stand between us and you. Lord, let your name be glorified, Lord. At the end, all the glory and honor will be yours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. Let's briefly open our Bible to the book of Luke chapter 2. I read from verses 25 and 26. And then we read Proverbs chapter 3 also. Luke chapter 2. I will read verses 25 and 6. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he has seen the Lord Christ. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Consider that we read Proverbs chapter 3, just 1-2. are blended two together. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5, from verse 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Well, I read the scripture. It was a different scripture I wanted to read. Well, that's all right. I mean, the first one we read is actually supposed to be. Well, that's all right. We have done that. Supposed to be Luke chapter 5, not Luke chapter 2. But all those things were together in the mind. Yeah. Praise be to God. This evening, just a little exhortation. And that is, that's actually in, it's where we read is also all right. But it's actually in chapter 5 of Luke talking about where Peter was asked to cast, where Peter was asked to lower his boat, push his boat into the sea for the Lord Jesus to use. And he stood in there, was talking to the people. And after that, after finishing, he's talking with the people, and then he asked Peter to launch into the deep for a drought. So I believe God will make use of this to bless us this evening. The third scripture that we have read, at thy word, taking God at his word. That is our subject. It is very, it's been very easy to take, to believe anything. But man found it very difficult to, God found it difficult to get man to line up with him. And the very reason why man has such a problem is because man was made and was placed upon a free moral agency. Out of all the creations of God, man is the problem. Man is problematic. And that was why in Genesis chapter 6, if you go to verse 5, you will see God lamenting there that he regretted making man. Man struggles with God. But out of all of that creation, nothing struggles with God. All of them that you know that. The sun rises in the morning from the same east and the same in the west. Ever since the creation, we have never seen the reverse. The sun has never risen in the west and set in the west, in the east. It is the man that will do the opposite of what he's asked to do. So God has a lot of trouble with man. And that just basically because man has a choice to make. It's a personality. And is displayed, this personality in the children is displayed from, this personality in the human being is displayed from the little children. You will notice it. You want to wear clothes for them, they will resist you. You want to wear cap for them, they will refuse to put the head. You can condition animals. You cannot condition human beings. Even when you are still taking care of human being, when you are doing everything to satisfy the man, he will still be grumbling. That's the nature of man. Praise be to God. So, we are enjoying this evening
to take God at his word. Because the word of any man is a sinking sand. A man's word cannot withstand the test of time. It is only God's word that can withstand the test of time. When God makes a promise, He has seen obstacles that we can't tell what he has said, and he has already made adequate provision for it. So that is why his promises can never fail. Because he's God. He's so powerful that he only determines what happens and what will not happen. As powerful as Satan is, he is a tool in the hands of the Almighty God. On his own volition, he can do nothing. God regulates his activities. Everything, whether negative or positive, that happens, God regulates it. May the Lord be gracious to us. So I want to look at examples of a few people who God gave instruction to, and they still feel that their own understanding is better than God's. But upon second consideration of God's word, then the word of God took effect. So that tells us that the only person that can enjoy the fulfillment of God's promise is the believer. So if you believe the promise, that's the sermon the prophet preached and entitled Unbelief Does Not Hinder God. It will rob the unbeliever of God's blessings, but the believers will enjoy the promises. The promise of healing, the promise of blessing, the promise of protection, the promise of salvation is given. It's only the believer that can benefit from the blessings. Praise be to God. I want us to look at a few examples here. We just highlight them as a time so that we'll be able to gather inspiration for our prayer this evening. I want to look at Naaman, a leper in Syria. We have heard the story several times, but this evening we want to. We know how, Naaman is a great man, but he was a leper. And sometimes God allows things to happen in the lives of people to display his glory. If God wasn't going to do anything about the case of Laman, Laman would not come across the information that will make him hear about the solution to his problem. So when he heard about it, he wanted the solution to his problem in his own way. So he went to consult his king and said, Well, you had an information that the king of Israel has somebody that can heal him. And he went to his king, and his king sent to the king of Israel and said, Well, I'm sending my servant to you to come and heal him. And the prophet was embarrassed. And he told the prophet. The prophet said, Why are you embarrassed? Ask him to come. And Laban came with all his goods and everything. The prophet said he packed a lot of change of clothes. And he came and got to the prophet thinking that he was going to have it the way he used to have it in his place. Whoever is asking anything from God, we have to come on God's terms. Many blessings that we have been asking for, our outstanding requests, the reason our requests are still outstanding. Well, one of the reasons might be that we have set a standard for ourselves outside of God's standard, outside of the way God wants to do it for us. And so this Naaman came to the place and he said he expected the prophet to come and, do special thing for him. But the prophet did not come out from his room.
He only sent his servant to him and said, go and wash. River Jordan. And seven times, dip yourself in the river and go home and you are clean. He was embarrassed.
But who spoke?
What our attention, what we are calling attention to this evening is
who speaks.
In every situation that we find ourselves, if there is a solution that is provided, who provides the solution? Is it God or man? Now, as long as it is God, we will do ourselves bad to doubt it. We will not help ourselves not to follow what God has said. He leaned on his understanding. And he was offended and said, well, I thought he would come out to me and do this and do this and do this and do this. And he went back. When he got home, the little servant that got him, that gave him the information, said, did the prophet not see? He said, I expected this. I didn't want to be nice to do because of our time. I expected him to come out and perform some gimmicks around me and do this. He only sent the messenger to me that he's going to wash in a dirty river. Is there our river no better than River Jordan? That smelling river. He was leaning on his understanding. He was using his own, wisdom to judge God. He wanted a solution to his problem according to where he has fashioned it. He has designed it. That man will come to me, and there might be many people that are looking unto God for one thing or the other that perhaps have set their standards. If your standard is not the same with God's standard, you are only hindering your blessing. You are only hindering your blessing. The best thing that is expected of a believer is to surrender. Because that is the only thing that makes the word of God to come to pass to materialize. God does not force man. He's no longer struggling with man. So that's why he put man to take decisions. And so man has the opportunity to look at God's word and say, okay, this is what God was saying. And based on what God says, I am doing this. And that's what Peter did. We are coming there. And so this lama did all he was going to do, and then until the servant convinced him
and said, if the prophet has you to do something, why don't you do it?
I mean, just to dip yourself in the river Jordan 3-7 times. And the outcome is he's the prophet of God. Well, he was persuaded, then he left. He was still reluctant until finally he got to the river and he was doing all using his idea, to try to help himself. And the first time he said, well, I expected, now that I did myself the first time, at least some part of my body should have been clean. It will not work like that. Remember the children of Israel? When they got to, they were approaching Jericho. The instruction God gave to them was that they will march they ran Jericho once per day for 7 days, and on the seventh day, seven times. If they did that 7 days, and on the seventh day, they did not do it the seventh time. God said, first time, second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time, the seventh time. If they did this sixth time, the wall of Jericho will not collapse. The prophet said, God's word is precise, precision, until we hit the dot. And this lama that we are talking about, until he dipped himself seven times. He dipped himself the first time, nothing happened to him. The second time, until the sixth time. He was already furious. But now I expected that my body would have been this.
Seven times.
And the seventh time, coming out, it was a different story entirely. Let's take God at his word. Everything that he has promised. He has promised salvation. And no man can give us salvation. He promised forgiveness of sin. No man can give us. A human being can forgive you. If God does not forgive you, the forgiveness of man is useless. And if God forgives you, man does not forgive you, that man is going to be in trouble with God. Because he will never be, that person will not be forgiven. It's God that matters. So if somebody is excommunicated and he is coming to the church to say that he's going to repent and he's hypocritical, and the church, you know, once he comes and say that, please church, forgive me, everybody says he's forgiven. What if God does not forgive him? If God does not forgive the person, he's not forgiving. And if the person comes genuinely and says, oh, church, forgive me, and the church says, no, we are not going to forgive you, and God forgives him, he or she
is forgiven.
It's forgiven. For it can happen. What I'm emphasizing is that God is the only one that has forgiveness, because he has salvation. So we are enjoying to forgive one another so that we can also enjoy forgiveness from God. Faith is based on forgiveness.
That's what the prophet says.
Okay. So if you are here, you have an unforgiving spirit. Go and ask God to help you, because your sins too will not be forgiven you. In other words, you are still a sinner. That's what it means. In other words, you are still a sinner. God sees your sins.
He sees your sins. Instead of seeing the blood, making your sin white, he's seen your sin direct, not through the blood.
Because you are a breaker of his word. So Laban was able to witness the fulfillment of what God, the power in the spoken word of God, when he fully obeyed it. Peter also witnessed the same thing. After he asked, the prophet said, when you borrow God anything, when you engage in business with God, the prophet said, God will pay with a lot of interest. God does not owe anybody anything. Why people are afraid to trade with God? I don't understand. Because this God pays with a lot of dividends, a lot of interest, better than the interest that any company can pay. So if you are stingy to God, you are just robbing yourself of God's blessing. That's what it means. The Bible says, give him, and it shall be given unto you. Eh? Can you quote it with me? I used to sing it as a song in those days. Oh, give, and it shall be given unto you. Oh, give, and it shall be given unto you. Press down. I've forgotten the song. Okay. Can you remember it? Okay, do you know the song? Yeah, can you remember it? Fully? Or anybody that can remember the song? Alright, can you sing it for us? You can't sing it, alright. Okay, it's what the scripture says, really. Give and it shall be given unto you good measure. Press down, shaking together, shall men pour unto your bosom.
Good measure, press down, and running over.
It will run over. Good measure. Press down. Shaking together and running over. You hear that? You see? Good measure. Press down and shaking together and running over. Omar Key. If you are putting something inside this app, good measure. Press down. Shaking together. So that it will run over.
Shaman. Give unto your bosom. Praise be to God.
So when a man is stingy to God, he's stingy to himself. You get it? So God will not hold us anything. And that was why when after the Lord Jesus got used the boat of Peter,
and he asked him, oh yeah, launch into the deep.
And Peter being a commercial fisherman, professional fisherman, He has toiled throughout the night, they know that no fish in this place. He said, Lord, we have toiled throughout the night. We are fishermen. We know it. In their understanding, according to the skill, their professional skill, their child or their best, no fish. But the Creator says,
launch into the deep for a drought.
When he speaks, his word cannot return back to him void. His word will find a place
in the heart of the true believer.
He said, he explained himself and said, we have tried, we have done this, we have done this throughout the night and this. He said, nevertheless,
at thy word, at thy word, I will launch out. And when he did, it was a surprise. It was a surprise. Now, finally, there was a PA to a king in the book of Kings. I usually call him the PA to the king. You know, he was a personal assistant to that king. He was an unbeliever. He was not a true believer. He didn't display the spirit of true believer, true Israelite. Because they were commanded in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 to believe in the Lord their God. So shall they be established. And they should believe their prophets. So shall they prosper.
So a prophet came speaking forth.
Thus saith the Lord. This is going to happen.
And they lean on
his own understanding.
You see, that is the problem that man has. Is his understanding. His reasoning. Using his reasoning to judge God. That can God do this? Can this happen? That was what Peter was saying. That was what Laman was saying. If Laman was not, if Laman did not have a good person standing by the bank telling him this, he would lose his blessing. Does it mean the word of God is not true? It doesn't mean.
But God's word cannot fail. The same thing with Peter. Peter also expressed himself and said, God, the thing you ask us to, we have tried our best. Professional fishermen, we have done all of this and said, anyhow, because you are the one that spoke, I will launch it.
And it's always a surprise when we fully obey God's word.
There will always be a witness. We will witness something. This PA to the king, in the time of Elisha, there was the famine that happened to them was not because there was a drought. It was not because God did not bless them. The Syrians besieged them. So they could not go out. So, and at the end of the day, God just did something for them. I'm just cutting this short. And there's something happened, a woman roasted, in agreement with another woman, roasted her own child. Because nothing to eat. And agree with your second woman that by the time we finish eating my own child, we will bounce on your own, and then you kill your own, you roast, and then we will eat you. So the other woman agreed. So the woman, this woman took her child, killed her, and roasted her. And then they ate. How do you think in Israel? So when they finished eating this woman's child, and then she went to the other woman and said, oh, yeah, it's your turn. Make when I bring your child, make we do as you did to my own. Say, where? That one went to hide that child. Now you know why. That my child, you go come and kill.
Okay.
The woman shouted, why? Fortunately, the king was passing through the wall. He said, king, come and help me. He said, if God does not help you, I'm the one that will help you. From where? Finally, he said, is there no prophet in the land? So that was what God had. That God visited Elisha and told him, tell them, by this time tomorrow. Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Just like a congo of rice. How much is a congo of rice now? About 4,000, have you? 3,000. Nobody's answering me. Yeah. 3,000 naira. Yes. Congo. And then beans, how much? Less than rice or higher than rice? Okay.
And for somebody to prophesy that and say a Congo of rice will be sold for 150
or 300 naira and a Congo of beans for 350 by this time tomorrow.
In Nigeria, if a prophecy like that comes out, many people will go and take that man and beat him up. I'm telling you, I don't know how to share the light. The attitude of this personal assistant to the king,
well, that was the attitude of that man.
He doesn't need to go and slap the prophet in the mouth. That's what he did by his word. You know, that's why he went back.
I want my Yoruba, don't want me. Ben,
you don't need to abuse another person. Just display some stubborn attitude. You have ridiculed the person.
You know?
So this man, after the prophet gave this word, then look at the expression of the PA. He said, even if the windows of heaven, God will open the windows of heaven. And behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this still be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see with thy eyes, but shalt not eat it.
Yeah.
Unbelief does not enter God. It is the unbeliever that will suffer. Or alone, who might say? The promise of God will come to pass. There's nothing the world can do. If the world, in their technology, in their scientific findings, cannot hold the sun from shining, if they cannot hold the sun back and say, the way the sun is there, let's move it back to the east. Let's move back to. What's the time now? This is to 7. Let's go back to 2 o'clock. By scientific capacity, they cannot do it.
It's only God that do it by himself. As he did it then. In the time of Joshua and in the time of Isaiah, the prophet. Concerning Ezekiah the king.
And so, it's very, very, it's a great offense to challenge God
when God has spoken.
It's a great offense. If the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be a human being that does not see beyond his nose?
He does not know tomorrow.
And he was now equating himself with a prophet.
A prophet has spoken. He says, "Shall the man say?"
Because he leaned on his own understanding. He looked at the circumstances. Look at the condition. He looked at what was happening. Look at their treasury. Look at their store. Nothing there. Everywhere is empty. And you are saying, "By tomorrow, we are going to do this." Look. Believers are always optimistic. A believer is not pessimistic at all. There is no negative thinking in the heart of a believer. A believer always believes it is well. The prophet said, be positive, don't be negative.
Because our body will be subject to whatever we express. God be gracious to us.
So this PA was the one that killed himself with his mouth. The condition of his heart. Might this thing be? Even if God made windows in heaven, by this time tomorrow, yes. It will not happen.
And the prophet said, "Oju e lo ma se. Wari. Sugbon oni je nbe." And it was exactly so. Please put from the last scripture. The scripture that confirmed the statement of the man of God.
There are four levels.
No, the last place.
I mean, if you do the share,
can you get it there? Sorry, I should give you the scripture there.
All right. So because of our time,
what are we saying this evening? Take God at his word. The word of a man we fail is only God's word that cannot fail.
We need faith to believe
the word of God.
It is not that easy to believe God's word. We need God to inspire that word in our heart. We need God to inspire that word in our heart to make that word live.
Yes.
And the king appointed the Lord on whose hand he lay to have the charge of the gate
after the miracle has happened.
And you see the way God worked it out. He used four lepers to come and give them information. See the way God drove the Syrians out of their location to bring his word. The prophet said, when God speaks, for that word to fail, he will bankrupt heaven. Just being in the good record of God. Just be, God have right standing with God. Be on the righteous side with God.
God will be concerned about you. Your matter will be his matter. Your problem will be his problem. In fact, after all, he exists for that reason. It's to solve our problem. It's to fight our battles. It's to intervene in our situation. What we cannot do, he is existing to do it for us. Let's bow down our heads.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anna prayed in the temple.
Even though the priest misunderstood her, but a blessing was pronounced by the priest. And that was the end of the story. She came back with her testimony the following year. I will ask the pastor to pray for us. Just hold your desire in your heart. The Lord is faithful.
Blessed Lord, we thank you for bringing us together here for this midweek meeting. Since we parted from here on Sunday, it's be your grace upon our lives. Now, God, not coming in the daily provisions of our needs, your cares, your protections, where we sleep and where we are weak, we are very grateful. You have promised, O God, that we are two or three are gathered together in thy blessed holy name. There you will be in the midst of them. Your prophet said, when you come into the midst of your people, you do not come as an onlooker, either do you come as a recording agent. You come to design the needs of your people and to meet their needs. We thank you for the two exhortations we have had, taking you at your word. Our master and our God, this earth that we build our houses, that we make our roads, and the rest of it, is your word that is dedicated. That is what it is. We are very grateful, we are so thankful. Take all belief, take doubt away from our hearts. Whatsoever our needs might be for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, may we receive in the name of Jesus Christ. It might be reinfected, may we receive in the name of Jesus Christ. It might be for one physical or material things, O God, Lord, as we have asked, you taught us whatsoever thing we desire. When we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received, then shall we have it. Whatsoever those needs are, those of us on the altar, those who have raised their request, who have raised their hands, I mean to say, those who have prayed, Lord, we pray, Master, Savior, divine, and faith, we hold tight, O God, to believe that all that we ask, we have received. May they all turn to testimonies for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, our Father. Bless the replenishing servant that you have graciously used in exalting us. The rest of the service in your hands is fire and not your gratuitous auction to pray and become a saint. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen.
We thank the Lord for helping us this today. He has promised to grant to us the desires of our hearts. So let's take this song as
We take it twice.
And then I will hand over.
God never fails.
That is
484.
After we have done that, the word said we should be in expectation for the manifestation. May it be done to the glory of your name. And Lord, after you have done it, the grace to testify to your glory give to every one of us. Save your divine. We thank you, O God, for everything you have done tonight. We ask, O God, that as we go back to our home, that your grace will go back with us, protect us in the highway and byway. Thank you for the vessel you have used to lead the service. We ask you to replenish him for the virtue that has left him and continue to lead all the honor of his ministry. Dear God, we commit all the night and the rest of the week into your hand. We ask that your Shekinah glory will hover over all of us. Keep us under the shadow of their wings. Keep us healthy. Keep us happy. Keep us strong. Keep us, O God, in high spirit and expectation of greater blessings from you on a daily basis. And Lord, if we are here by Sunday and we will come to your house, we will still expect more of your blessings upon us. Thank you, Eternal Father. Those who have traveled, may you watch over them. The purpose of their journey may be accomplished in righteousness. When they return and bring them back safely to the glory of your name. Thank you, Eternal Father, once again. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. We welcome Brother Ifeanyi and his family back from the holiday. God bless you. You are welcome. Let me read this note. So Brother Timothy Ashon called this afternoon and asked me to greet the church for him. He's presently in Germany. His son, Toby's wife, just gave birth to a baby girl on the 3rd of January 2025. This is from Evangelist Ayodele Babalola. God bless you. Yeah, also, he come up to and he just finished his medical checkup in US and he said everything was fine. So we are grateful to God for all. God bless you. As we return back to our home, with the blessings we have received, we'll sing again from our hymn book 181. Be of good courage, God speak unto Joshua. Shall we rise?
Jesus Christ's name we pray.